With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Over a million Palestinians have fled their homes in anticipation of a sweeping ground offensive in Gaza.
Israeli forces, supported by U.S. warships, have gathered along the Gaza border and are preparing for what Israel says will be a broad campaign to dismantle Hamas. Aid groups warn an Israeli ground offensive could hasten a humanitarian crisis. A week of blistering airstrikes have demolished neighborhoods, but have failed to stop militant rocket fire into Israel. The war began on October the 7th and has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides, with thousands dead. I'm Karen Chamas.
Senator Jackie Rosen says, as a Jewish woman, she has deep empathy for Israeli mothers who've lost children in the Hamas terrorist attack. Bob Agnew. Report.
Senator Rosen was part of a bipartisan delegation of senators that traveled to Israel this past weekend to learn firsthand about the impact of the country's worst ever terrorist attack. Rosen, the only Jewish mother in the U.S. Senate, is urging the world not to look away from the pain of mothers who lost children in the assault. It's a pain Rosen says she too will remember for the rest of her life. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin expected to meet this week with Chinese leaders in Beijing. On a visit that underscores China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine. The FBI reporting violent crime dropped 1.7% in 2022, but robbery increased 1.3%. Violent crime had also decreased slightly in 2021. That was a big turnaround from 2020, when the murder rate in the U.S. jumped 29% during the pandemic. The biggest increase last year was in motor vehicle thefts, which rose 10.9%. The Dow had 324 points. The NASDAQ up 152 points. This is SRN News. On a 10-acre site outside Birmingham, England, plans are underway for a gigantic monument to the power of prayer. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer. And organizer Richard Gamble tells SRN News that his vision is to have believers fund over a million bricks, which will contain examples of their personal prayers answered by Jesus.
We are gathering stories from all over the world. We have at least 80,000 bricks reserved for America, and we're wanting people from America to not only fund the bricks, but fill them with their stories. And the exciting thing is that those stories then are going to last more than 100 years, and people are going to read your stories of hope long after you've left this planet. You'll be sharing with people the hope that is Jesus Christ.
Gamble says the huge monument expected to be completed in 2026. More information can be found at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. More than 2 months after a wildfire killed at least 98 people on Maui, the three surviving public schools are reopening. Some parents said they worry the fire left toxins behind. Some private schools across Hawaii took in the displaced students while offering a year of free tuition. Some Mexicans living near the California border could get in-state tuition rates.
The legislation signed Friday by Governor Newsom creates a pilot program for some low-income Mexicans who want to attend certain community colleges in Southern California. The program will run through 2029. Proponents of the legislation say it will lower a barrier for people living near the border to receive an education and prepare to join the workforce. It resembles similar legislation in Nevada that allows residents who live near the California border to get discounted tuition at Lake Tahoe Community College. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.